Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm wearing my spectacles today. My name's Amin Alhassan. And you see me from my beautiful mansion right here. I have a grand piano back there. We're just doing it up right here. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Jay Skills, and Big Jerv. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. Power series, or season. I wish it was a series finale. Season finale. Lots of weird shit in there. Hey, do you know musty people? Why are they afraid of cancer from deodorant? I'm trying to figure this shit out as Kev on stage introduced us to somebody who uses a lemon as deodorant. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss that conversation. Also, Menace Society turns 30 years old. We hear from our resident Los Angelinos, Comptonians. I don't know what the fuck y'all call yourselves, whatever. They're going to tell us about the legacy of that movie as well as some behind-the-scenes shit. Apparently Trey's cousin was in that movie. Did not know that. And Tina Turner passed away. We're going to remember her and we're going to give her her flowers as someone who did something that I don't think we see too often. You definitely don't want to miss it. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in there. You are a Patreon. You're getting all the extra content, the OG pod, the rewatches with Cinephobe, access to the Discord. In addition, we're unveiling new tiers that give you new benefits, including ad-free listening. I know sometimes people complain about the ads. You get this pod all in full as well. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're tapped in there. All right, let's get it started. Oh, the first 10 words of the Black Oxford Dictionary. I like this story, man. This is actually kind of funny to me. So if you don't know, they're coming out with an Oxford Dictionary for Black English, right? Black words, including words such as bussin' and boo. I don't think bussin' gets to be in the dictionary. That was like my main thing. They revealed 10 words to us. The words are bussin', grill, promised land, which I didn't think was a Black term, chitlins, kitchen, cakewalk. Didn't feel like that was a Black term, so to speak. Old school, Pat, that one's just a word. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Aunt Hagar's children, never heard that shit in my life. Aunt Hagar's children.
That's some old Black people shit that we don't even know about no more. Nobody uses.
And then
that.
Ring shout.
Yeah,
that's why.
You said rim shot.
Yeah,
ring shout.
Ring shout. You's a freaky ass nigga.
That's why I said. I said bussin' was the only one because the rest of them is all regular words. Like bussin' is its own word.
Yeah,
like,
I don't even think we created them.
They gentrified the fuck out of that list.
Yeah, like what was that? Like in chitlins, like I guess my nigga.
Well,
like that's a food,
chitlins,
food
I get.
Item.
Kitchen. Kitchen, I get, like...
But kitchen is already a word, though. Like, it ain't a new word. Bussin' is a completely new word.
Okay, they mean kitchen.
I know what they mean. I'm just saying,
like how they not gonna put cap in there?
I was about to say cap. Cap
give me
there.
Give me cap, like, nigga.
But see,
like,
well, but here's why. Will cap exist 5 years from now?
Hell yeah. I've been saying cap my whole life, bro.
You've been saying cap? Oh, man.
Your whole life? Really?
Hell yeah. Niggas, I don't know where it originated at, but I know as a kid, like we always said, like somebody's capping.
Oh, okay, yeah,
I'm gonna say you're capping, Jerv, because I never heard you say it until like the last.
Yeah,
year.
I was gonna say you don't even fucking talk like that, nigga.
That's cap.
I mean, there's a lot of Philly shit that I just don't fucking say.
You're sparing us, huh? You say John and Bull all the fucking time.
I mean, because that shit just is fluent words. Like, I try not to, trust me. Like, I don't want to. Like, I go and say, hey, try not to say Bull or John. And then
it just comes out.
Yo, cakewalk, by the way. Cakewalk, I didn't know that was slang when, you know, something's easy, it's a cakewalk. But they're saying that the original definition is a contest in which Black people would perform a stylized walk in pairs, typically judged by a plantation owner. The winner would receive some type of cake. Nigga, I never heard that shit in my life. Is this true? Do y'all know about this?
Never heard this shit. Damn. Never. Yeah, it's a lot
the
of
one
shit
that angered
miss.
Me.
And what kind of cake you getting, nigga?
No,
bunt
look,
cake?
Look, I hope it's the Seven kind of cake I like. the one that angered me the most, I think, was Pat. To tap your foot in rhythm with me, like, what the fuck? Isn't that what Pat means anyway?
Pat your feet.
Right.
Nigga tapping his feet like, boy, that boy patting that thing, boy.
Like, they could have did fresh. Like, I would respect fresh more being in there, even though fresh is a regular word.
Well, I would say dope. Like, why?
Fly or something. Dope, yeah.
Or even tight, or, like, if they're going to use... You know, there's like a bunch of words that they could promote over all of this shit. They
like
just
the timeless words, right?
How many Black people do you think were on this committee to make this list?
Well, Henry Louis Gates is the one who's editing it. And he's dude. You ever watch Finding Your Roots?
Yeah.
He's the old Black man from that. I like him. It's a good show and shit. And every once in a while when they have a Black person on the show, he gets real Black all of a sudden. Like, so like my man's code switching hard on that show. But so I like, I trust him.
Kevin Garnett pissed me off. When he's talking
to Adam Silver?
Oh my God.
I
didn't see
it. I missed it.
Oh my God. Take it, my nigga, but that shit was bad, bro.
Well, yeah, it would appear to be. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy, man?
Please send that in the chat.
Oh my God, bro. That shit had me hot, Jason. I ain't gonna lie.
He trying to sound smart and shit. That's just too funny, man. Hold on, let me see.
A black person talk proper, and then all of a sudden, niggas be like,
"No, but it's smart because it's the way that nigga."
Nigga posture was good. It was straight. Nigga was like,
"Oh no, he definitely got some extra twang on his words."
He was like, "Yeah, so what does that mean?" You know what I mean? And it's so crazy because certain words whooping his ass too.
Yes.
It's certain words that be whooping his ass. Where you be like, bro, you know you didn't practice this shit before you even tried to say that shit.
But also, like, nigga, Adam Silver knows who the fuck you are, man. Like, this isn't some random white person who walked in and is like, oh shit, let me clean it up for him. Like, he knows who the fuck, he's talked to you before. He knows what you sound like.
The funniest shit, though, is that he telling his homies, yeah, you see I hit him with that voice. You know what I mean? Like, you know? You ain't gonna understand because you don't get that access. You feel me? Ticket trying to get some money, nigga. You feel me? Like, I'm trying to be a potential owner, so I gotta be cool with that nigga. That's why I had to talk to him like that. Like, I feel like that nigga be trying to explain it. Like, bro, you done made so much money, bro. You ain't gotta do all that.
Trey, do you remember there was back when he had a show on
TV? Hey, this is funny as fuck, dog. Yeah, dude, why the nigga say that?
And nigga sitting like this,
let me
dog.
Ask the question. Why the nigga posture like this? That shit is funny. He's trying to sit like Adam Silver. That's what he doing.
He got me fucked up, dog.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks. That's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Like sitting like that.
It's almost like he's making fun of him. That's why shit is coming.
It feel like a fucking parody, right? Like he's not being himself, bro. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, this is just comedy.
Yo, you ever have that when you're talking to someone and you start to like develop their accent? Like, so if you talk to someone British, all of a sudden you start talking in a British accent. That should be happening to me, man. I'll be slipping into shit.
That shit low key racist, dog. I remember I didn't even know no fucking Spanish, nigga. And I think I was like 9 or 10, nigga. And I was like, I was adding O to fucking everything. A nigga was trying to explain myself, nigga. Like, I was like, yo, nigga, I sound stupid as fuck right now, man.
No, I'm telling you, I like Leandro Barbosa, who's from Brazil, You know, he talked like this, man. He got that accent that sound like he talked. But it's like if you talk to him for more than 5 minutes, you'll find yourself talking like him. You're like, man, we gotta go to the bus, man. I'm like, what the fuck? What's wrong with me? Why am I doing this?
Because you want him to understand you, nigga. You gotta talk that real nigga language, nigga. We gonna figure it out, nigga. That's the one thing about real niggas, bro. We gonna figure it out. You be like, nigga, you didn't know no Japanese, nigga. How the fuck did you get out of this situation? I figured it out, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I figured it out. That's what happened. That's all I'm saying. Figure that shit out.
Hey. Trey's move when he's talking to white people, like in a professional thing, is to use a softer voice. He talks exactly the same, but his voice just gets softer like this.
Oh yeah, no, I can't change this. I can't change this. I'll be so you know, like, yeah.
Like you be whispering and shit. I'm like, why is this nigga talking so low, man?
He's like, who? Yeah, it's my friend of me, you know. Yeah.
Yo, hey Jason, I went to Dumbo House. Or is it Dumbo House or which one?
Yeah,
is
Dumbo
it?
House. What was that Dumbo?
Yeah. And Trey was there with his work friends.
He had a whole nother.
Hey, look, first of all them niggas was dressed. Yo, Jerm, you would have just been laughing with me, man. How these niggas was dressed, man. Like, they make Andre 3000 seem like fucking. Fucking the most conservative. Everybody's got like some weird ass fucking hat or a duffel bag that's like a huge purse or whatever, or some JNCO jeans with the fucking shit straight downs or whatever. Then like Trey was like, "Hey man, what's going on?" I'm like, "Why are you whispering, nigga?" Like Trey saves all his bass for Sundays for recording Bomb. That's when his real voice comes out.
I'll be for sure code switching. Cold switching like a motherfucker, dog.
But it's funny, Trey, because you don't talk different.
Yeah, I talk the same words. I can't hide it anyway. Motherfucker yesterday, and nigga.
Same tones and everything.
Nigga. We had some little private society shit. I was smoking, nigga. Somebody turned. This lady looking at me. She's staring at me the whole time. She know I ain't from fucking New York. She like, "You make me smile." I said, "Why?" She said, "Because look how you say close the door." I said, "What?" She said, "Yeah, you keep saying door and you holding that OR. I said, she said, "Where you from?" I said, "Where I'm from, that's where nigga gangbang." I said, "I'm from Compton, California." She said, "See, that makes sense. I was just watching Snowfall the other day. You sound just like one of them niggas." She said, "How old are you?" No, I started telling her about
how old is she? Why did she sound like an old lady?
She was my age, but she thought I was a young nigga. She like, "You 28, huh? You 29? You too young." I said, "I'm born in 85. She said, No, you're not. I said, "I'm 38. You feel me? Like, I'm 38. I'm in this motherfucker responsibly smoking.
In a karate class.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Tybo Ho.
I was thinking about that line the other day because I just turned 36.
It's so fucking funny, man.
Hey, that shit is
so
hilarious.
Funny, man.
Like, how do you diss a nigga for taking up a fucking karate class, nigga, in his mid-30s? Like,
yo, damn, speaking
nigga
of
not
Hov,
supposed to get exercise.
Like, hey, why do Hov got a white bodyguard?
Like, dog, that's how you know it's business, man.
That's how you know that nigga not playing. He don't trust another nigga, because the black nigga gonna be like, "Yeah, man, that nigga in there with his wife and shit." The nigga gonna take a phone call and tell his whole shit. White nigga even got no phone, bro. He really didn't take his phone. He forgot about his family.
That's fucked up. You got the black court in the back security guy like, yep, just got to work. Nah, they in there. They just chilling. Shit, I don't know. What y'all getting into? Like, fucking the bad guys show up.
Get hit in the head and shit. It's crazy though. Guys, seen a white nigga, I'm like, yo, this nigga a Steven Seagal nigga for sure. He probably could dissolve a fucking gun.
But that's a true trait. Like, if you see a black celebrity with a white bodyguard, you like.
And the crazy shit is, them celebrity niggas, I mean, the fucking security guards don't be looking like shit, but I just know they'll break your motherfucking arm.
If he's white, I'm just like, yo, there's only one way a white guy got this job, like, regarding a black person. It's if he's a killer. That guy's a stone cold killer, man. There's no way.
Hey, and the thing is, he could kill a nigga and get out. Yep. He could kill a nigga and be right back at work. Like, hey, yep. I took care of it, boss. Yep. I took care of it, boss. I'm back, nigga. He literally, they won't listen. That nigga have a registered gun. You know, a black nigga with a registered gun, you gonna go to jail still, low key. You be like searching to, me and my bodyguard in jail right now. I gotta go bail him out. White nigga, they gonna let that nigga out like it's clean. It's clean. The gun was his.
Shit, man. A white one won't even be in jail, bro. What are you talking about? The white one wouldn't even be in jail. You ain't got.
Yeah, what are you going to jail for? Yeah, like yeah. What?
You only go to jail if you did something wrong.
Exactly.
Exactly. I just know them niggas crazy, bro. And it's two niggas I'm scared of, bro. Hmm. A nigga that's wearing a shiesty. A young nigga that's wearing a shiesty.
Oh, RIP to the shiesty, by the way.
Yeah, RIP to the shiesty. A nigga wearing a tap out shirt. I'm gonna add one more. And one of them white bodyguards.
Tap out shirts are elite. Tap out shirts.
And one of them white bodyguards. Cause I know they can just do some shit that's just gonna really just unearth them, a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, that's gonna do it for us here today. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are a Patreon. We are unleashing those new tiers in terms of like the things that you get, including right now you're getting Cinephobe episodes, zero ads. I know lately you guys are saying that's a lot of ads in this. Well, if you're a Patreon, you don't have to deal with those ads. Make sure you're locked in for Jason Madison, for John Gervais, for Black Trey. I'm Amino Hassan reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers.